Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong.
Well, good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini this morning. Lou I believe he's going to a wedding today, so we need a panel of experts to fill in for Lou. So we will meet our guests this morning, and to my left, for you watching at home, we have a couple of people from Cobblestone Remodeling. First and foremost, Jennifer Fletcher is with us. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And Ron Ruthenbeck, right?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
You guys are both from Cobblestone Remodeling. Your specialties are kitchen and bath design.
Correct.
Do those always go hand in hand?
Kinda.
Because there is a sink in both places.
Yep, plumbing in both areas.
And so we can do various questions involving remodeling, but if there are plumbing questions, we also have John Betke here from Betke Plumbing. Hi, John. Oops, there you
Hi,
go.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I didn't have your microphone on. All right, so plumbing issues, which there are many, I believe.
We're in an old city.
Yeah, yes, we are. That's a very good point. So 312-981-7200 is the number to call. So we have two designers from Cobblestone Remodeling. We have one plumber. I love this joke. And then an HVAC guy walks into the bar. And it's Rich Dykstra. Hi, stranger.
How you doing?
Oh, now where's your microphone?
We have to turn it on.
All right, there we go. Yes. So good morning to you. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you. Glad to be here.
How was it driving in with all the NASCAR road closures?
It's amazing that I even found this place. I got in Lower Wacker and I had no idea where I was going.
Oh, I know, because then your GPS goes out on Lower Wacker. So I couldn't believe I let Rich up here and I come up and you, what, did you guys sleep in the lobby overnight?
Basically.
Oh. Well, welcome to it. There's a really cool car. I took a picture of it out in front of the building. I believe the NASCAR race starts at 2:30 this afternoon, so you will have time to get out of the city before.
They closed the roads 2 weeks ago, though.
Well, it's been a rolling closure, and they've really closed everything today, but there is a car out in front, and I don't know. Obviously, it's not in the race. It's a display. I took a picture of it. I can't find it, but we will talk about that. We won't be fielding NASCAR questions, I don't think. Anybody an expert in NASCAR?
No.
It was really cool last year to watch on TV. I did not go live. I'm thinking about it this year. It makes our city look so beautiful when you're watching it. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, all right, today's first call, Lou's first call, is sponsored by BBQ Authority. You can visit the BBQ Authority showroom in Lisle or online at bbqauthority.com. That's bbqauthority.com. And would you say that plumbing is a very, what would be like the top problem in your house? I would say plumbing.
Some plumbing.
Electricity, maybe. What, you know, I just your I guess heating. I guess there could be anything.
No heat or no cooling when you need it. That's a big deal.
But
plumbing, there's water.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do with water.
And that's emergency.
That's emergency.
Pretty much.
Always an emergency.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can get down and dirty with plumbing and stuff, too. 312-981-7200.
No pun intended.
When When Lou is here, he has a toll-free number to call, but he is not here today. So the number into the studio, you can text and you can call 312-981-7200. Dave Schwann is in for Don Kleppen today. And we also have Colin McCarthy, who is in for Lindsay. He's producing the show. So now we've just done roll call. I feel like either Romper Room or the Mickey Mouse Club.
We have Andy Mazur in for now sports.
Oh, Andy Mazur's here too for
definitely
sports.
Say, showing our age if you mention Romper Room.
Oh, please. What do you think? 12-year-olds are... Colin, I'm just curious. Do you know what Romper Room is? Oh, he doesn't. All right.
He's 12.
Ron, why don't you leave? You can't stay here today. So, kitchen and bath design. Why is the kitchen the heart of the home? And why does everybody hang out in the kitchen? Like, when you have a party, everybody congregates in the kitchen. Why is that? Because there's food. What's the deal?
The pantry, the food.
Food brings everybody together, right?
Yeah, I guess it does.
The expensive appliances.
Why are they so expensive?
That's where you go. You want to show everything off.
I guess.
Your fancy kitchen.
I have questions for you, too. I think we've been in our house 26 years, and we bought all of our appliances at the same time. So that pretty much means they're all going to start going at the same time, correct?
I think some go sooner than others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends.
I guess the dishwasher was there when we moved in, so that was the first to go. But I'm just waiting all of a sudden for everything to go at the same time. And I have this crappy little stove now, and I measured it. And then, like, the nicer, bigger stoves are not going to fit into that slot. So how do you guys as designers figure that out?
You remodel it.
Oh, come on. I just did.
Got to make the hole bigger so it'll fit. That's all. Very simple.
I was going to say something dirty right there, but I didn't. See? I edited myself. All right. We're here for your calls, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break, and we're back with House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN.
WGN.
When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Chevy Silverado is an all-around workhorse designed with your work safety in mind. Automatic emergency braking, forward collision alert, and rear park assist are on the job with you 24/7, assisting when it matters the most. Let's face it, you need a truck you can count on. Silverado 2500 HD was ranked number one in vehicle dependability by J.D. Power in 2020. That's reliability you can count on. When you need a real beast, Silverado 3500 HD offers up to 36,000 pounds of available towing and cabin space for the work crew. It's built for those big jobs. Chevy has a Silverado pickup that's just right. Half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton. Call it the Goldilocks effect. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup. So the best investment you'll ever make is your tools. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
It's me, Lou Manfredini, for the Gilkey Window Company. Now, if you're tired of sky-high energy bills, then you need to make sure that your home is as energy efficient as possible. Gilkey's fiberglass and vinyl windows have been independently verified as one of the most energy efficient windows in America. It makes a huge difference all year long, especially with Chicago's weather extremes. Here's another great reason to choose Gilkey. Right now, you can get $4,000 off 10 or more windows, $1,500 off 5 windows, and $900 off patio doors. Gilkey also offers financing with no interest for 12 months. Visit one of their showrooms to see these beautiful windows in person. No appointment needed. In Palatine, they're open 7 days a week. Chicago Ridge, Monday through Saturday. Or if you'd like to set up a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, then just give them a call. 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or just go to gilkey.com. You can choose fiberglass or you can choose vinyl. Just be sure you choose Gilkey.
Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team. Weekdays 4 to 10.
This summer, paddle down the river on one of the area's most scenic waterways, the fabulous Fox National Water Trail through Kane County, just 40 minutes from downtown. Enjoy a perfect summer day of paddling, hiking, exploring, fishing, or dining on the Fox River. Visit wherethefoxgoes.com for water trail maps, outfitter rentals, launches, and a list of amazing things to do along the trail all summer long, including festivals, concerts, farmers markets, and more. So plan your trip today at wherethefoxgoes.com.
When you tune into House Smarts Radio, you often hear Lou recommend the trusted pros at Lindholm Roofing for complete free roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspections, especially if you've noticed shingle damage, water stains on your ceiling, gutter rust, signs of a saggy roof, or many years have passed since your last roof inspection, or maybe you've never had a roof inspection. If that's you, call Lindholm Roofing now, 773-283-7675. That's 773-283-7675. You can ask about their no-interest financing. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors like those one time will open up.
Is this the same thing?
All the time, every time I hear Steve Winwood, I think of summer. Were you saying something, Ron? I should have told you the mics were hot. All right. It's Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for Lou Manfredini, and I am having a blast today because I have a bunch of experts to help me out, because when you fill in for Lou, you need a whole crew. You definitely do. From Cobblestone Remodeling, kitchen and bath designers Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John Betke is here from Betke Plumbing. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer and soon to be a YouTuber. You're going to be the new agitator dog.
Yeah, there you go.
Which someone texted, 312-981-7200. Agitator Dog sounds like a great punk band. Their album, It All Comes Out in the Wash. I love it. All right, let's say hello to Helen this morning. She has called us, 312-981-7200. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing pretty well. I have a question that I'm remodeling my daughter's basement for myself, like a mother-in-law suite, and I want to put heat on the floor.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that's possible and what materials I would use for that.
You bet. It's not an easy job, but there's a radiant tubing. First, you lay down plywood that has a track built in it, and you roll the tubing out in that track, and then you can carpet over it or do whatever you want. And it's a lot cheaper than busting up the concrete and laying tubing in the concrete. But, yes, absolutely, we can. I can have somebody give you a call on that.
So I can, I guess it's pretty cold on your feet down in the basement, Helen. That's the issue, huh?
That's the issue. Plus, can I put vinyl, like that luxury vinyl down? Would
absolutely.
That be okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there is something now that you can put over the current floor, and then you put another floor on top of it?
Yeah, it's what it is. It's plywood, probably half-inch plywood, and it's routed out, has the, like a map routed out in the plywood that you just lay the track pipe in.
Uh-huh.
And that goes on the floor. You can carpet over it. You can do whatever you like.
Yeah, because prior to...
But you have to be careful with clearances on doors.
Yeah.
You can't just keep stacking floors.
But, you know...
That's true.
That is true, Helen. But, I mean, I believe prior
basement
to
would be perfect.
This...
It's a perfect application for it.
But prior to this, you'd have to bust up the floor to do that?
Yeah.
That's expensive
or
and time-consuming.
Secure it down and pour a skin of concrete over it.
You definitely can.
Let me tell you, there's a little more to this then. We're also planning to lower that floor if possible. So the same.
Then you'd be busting up all the concrete then.
Correct.
And at that point, you can still route all the tubing in the concrete at that point.
That sounds perfect. Can I ask one more question real quick?
Absolutely.
It'll cost you a dollar, but go
We're
ahead.
We're here till 10.
I also want to, of course, a shower. And would it, since it's in a basement, is it better to just use the single, like, acrylic unit rather than tile and grout, which might get moldy?
That's,
what do you think?
That's really preference. You know, it's going to be a quicker, easier install with an acrylic unit, but, you know, some mm-hmm. people might, that they might not think it's as pretty.
I guess it would be cost, you know mm-hmm. if you're just looking to build out a new, bathroom down there, then you mm-hmm. can, you know, keep it basic, but otherwise tile is really the ultimate. And
I know, and I have a beautiful bathroom right now, but I was a little worried about, you know, mold, how it come, you get mold in the bathroom sometimes. But
ventilation.
How do you do a ventilation? You know, like in a lot of bathrooms, you have a fan that goes...
First and foremost, you want to make sure the ventilation's on after you leave the bathroom. So you're in there, you're taking a shower, you turn the light switch off, it turns the fan off.
Oh, yeah.
Now all that moisture's trapped. You want one that has a timer, and it runs for about 10, 15 minutes, even after you've left the bathroom, and it'll take that mm-hmm. moisture out, expel it to the outside.
Make sure it's tied into the vent outside, too,
exactly.
Not up in your attic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Oh, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it very much.
Good luck to you, Helen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. She's sweet. So why not up into the attic?
You get all the moisture up in your attic, then. You're going to have mold up in your attic.
Yeah, I think I probably do.
You probably do.
Yeah. But how do you do a ventilation from a basement bathroom?
Out the sidewall.
Yeah. Usually goes out the sidewall. Side or back.
Do you see why I'm not a contractor?
I do.
Because I have no idea how any of this works. But I learned so much. I listen to Lou's show pretty much every single Saturday. So trust me, if you're listening right now, you're going to learn stuff and you're going to ask questions. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And I believe we do have another caller. This is Carol. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I have a question about sewer flies. I have a new bathroom that they put in August of last year, and they gutted the whole room, and they did new plumbing, and then now they were gone about a week after the bathroom was completed, and now I have sewer flies. And they said that they checked it, and they said, no, everything was good. And they told me to call Orkin. So I've had Orkin out here since March to try to get rid of these sewer flies, and I still have them.
Is this in the basement?
Yes, it is in the basement.
Okay. Do you have an overhead sewer? Do you have an ejector basin? Like, do you have a pump that takes that plumbing out of the house?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's probably related to that. So when you get your plumber back out there, they might have to reseal that basin because you're not just trying to eliminate the flies from escaping from the basin, but even getting into the basin to start creating the larva and multiplying. So you need to make sure everything's sealed, the base of the toilet, the basin, and you're probably going to be able to eliminate them that way.
Okay.
Carol, are you getting any odor or anything?
No.
Okay, just the sewer flies.
Hmm. Just the sewer flies. And right next to the bathroom, I have my laundry room sink, and I have nothing in there. And up in my kitchen, I have nothing, no sewer flies up here either. It's just one corner in the bathroom that they seem to flock to, and it's in the shower. And we've done all the things. I've taped up the drain and to see if they if they're coming up from the drain. But I took the tape off, and there's no sewer flies.
Oh, we lost her.
Somebody left their fly open.
Have you been waiting?
I've been waiting for that.
You have been sitting on that joke during Carol's whole conversation, have you not?
I have been.
He's waiting.
Just waiting.
Very good restraint, Rich Dykstra. I'm very impressed. All right, well, Carol's still listening, I'm sure, and I don't know if she's going to call back, but are sewer flies a common issue?
Very common.
Really?
And it's a battle between the plumber and Orkin, the exterminators. They each blame each other.
Yeah.
But oftentimes it is the plumbing. It's not the exterminator.
It's not sealed.
There's a lack of a seal somewhere. If it's just in the bathroom, they got to pull that toilet and double check it. It's not sealed 100%.
All right. I just got two new toilets installed, and I did not know that there were, when the plumber said, do you want a one-piece or two-piece toilet? I didn't know. Again, I'm going to say
a
lot of
things. Did you get a form-fitting seat?
No, but I did not get the...
they have those.
Can I just be honest for a minute? And I'm going to say this out loud. Women do not like elongated seats. Can I just say that? Because women's hips are a little wider than men's, and it's not comfortable. But I know that men like elongated seats because it gives you... dare I say extra dangle room? Do I say that? But is that a thing? Like, you do kitchen and baths, you guys from Cobblestone. Are people pushing more towards elongated seats or round?
They are more elongated.
Really? But they're elongated. Not comfortable.
I mean, you're talking about a common battle of the sexes here.
Yeah.
7% of toilets are round front. 93%. I just checked this out. Because we're trying to keep control over our inventory.
Yeah.
7% is round front. And it's usually not even preference. It's because there's a door in the way or something. They right. can't do an elongated.
I'm telling you, it's not comfortable. Because, and I think I just really irritated. I live with a husband and two 20-some-year-olds, boys, and I got two round seats. Sorry, guys. 7% get 7%. Round. That's it?
The That's preference it. Is elongated and also skirted.
Mm-hmm. All right, what does skirted mean?
The toilet is skirted around the pipe area, so it's easier to clean.
Oh, yeah, you don't see like
you
the...
You don't see the trap.
Straight down.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that. Okay, so a two-piece one obviously has a tank on the back and then the basin or whatever it's called.
And that's harder to clean, too, because you've got that gap between the tank and the bowl.
I should have talked to you before I got the new toilets. and I am going to install the slow close seat because mm-hmm. that was not on the toilets we bought. And, boy, I installed them before, and it was nice and quiet. But, again, with... Yes. Three boys in the house. All I'm hearing now is slam, bang. Slam. So there, do they make a seat that is easy release and slow closing?
No.
No?
Not both. Not both.
How come?
It's either or. Soft close or just drop it.
All right, wait, now the bathroom remodelers are looking at you. Is that true? 'Cause
well, I was just going to say buy a Toto that you can talk to and tell it what to do.
What is that now?
It opens when you walk up to it.
Yeah.
High-end toilets.
Okay.
That says hello when you
Kohler has
up to it,
too. It's not just Toto.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's invasive. I would feel like, you know, there's a robot there watching me use the bathroom if I'm talking to it.
Probably is.
You okay. get used to it.
Yeah. He'll become a friend.
Oh, God.
Alexa, Siri, Toto.
They have them that play music. They got mood lighting. And
oh, yeah. Self-cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
LED self-cleaning.
Yeah. You guys, this is a toilet, okay? Yep. Although the self-cleaning is pretty great. All right. We have Jennifer Fletcher here and Ron Ruthenbeck. They are kitchen and bath designers from Cobblestone Remodeling. John Betke is here, Betke Plumbing. So any plumbing questions can be thrown at him, 312-981-7200. And Rich Dykstra is here, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer. So we have you covered in any category. Feel free to call us, 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, you can knock or you can call us, 312-981-7200. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini this week. So it's still House Smarts Radio, but no Mr. Fix-It. Instead, we have Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designers over at Cobblestone Remodeling. Where is Cobblestone Remodeling located?
We're located at 3066 North Clybourne. just south of Belmont.
All right.
Been at the same corner for 25 years.
Yeah, it has been a long time. John Betke from Betke Plumbing, where is that located?
3511 North Cicero. We're 40 blocks west of Cubs Park.
Cubs Park.
40.
It's a little ways.
And Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert and Carrier Hall of Famer, what's your home address, phone number, and Social Security number?
Yeah, there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
312-981-7200. I know when Lou is here, there's a toll-free number for your calls because he's national. But we're here in the WGN studios today. NASCAR hitting the city of Chicago. I believe the race today is, I think it starts at 2:30.
I thought qualifying started at like 11.
Yeah, I don't really know. I did see a NASCAR
car.
It's like when you say, I read this in USA Today today. I saw a NASCAR car right in front of the building. It's very cool. So if you're going down to the race, I think the weather's going to cooperate. Last year, remember how rainy it was?
Yeah.
It was terrible, and people were complaining about it. But I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, NASCAR coming to Chicago. Buddy Guy's going to be playing. I can't remember the other bands. Keith Urban's going to be there. The Chainsmokers. So that's all happening here downtown.
I will not be there.
You're not going to be there, huh?
No.
All right.
No.
I thought maybe you were driving the pace car.
No.
All right, 312-981-7200. I think we have a phone call here. Can we take Connie, Colin? Are we ready to take Connie? It's just a toilet question, so I wanted to keep with the toilets. Connie is on the line. She has called us, 312-981-7200. Good morning, Connie.
Hi, Wendy. I've heard you for years. You're great.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. First of all, what is the phone number of the plumber you have?
That would be 773-276-276.
276.
5430.
5430. Okay. I bought a water saver flush. I don't know the terminology, okay? It's a one solid toilet, elongated, and the flush is on the top of the tank, two knobs, but you know, one for number one
and one for number two.
Wait, there are really two knobs on the top?
Yeah. Two buttons.
How can I have one
knobs
for two?
They're buttons.
Push buttons.
Push buttons.
But yeah, there's two separate buttons. Ones. That's interesting. Okay.
And it's a flush water saver. And like I said, I bought it at Costco. I was thrilled. And I called a local plumber. And for some reasoning, the opening on the floor of the bathroom for the toilet is off. I don't understand, but it wasn't centered or something, and I was told that before by someone who unplugged my original one many years ago, and it's messy, like it's
so it's not sealed.
Did they say it was an offset collar, possibly
the collar? Yeah, he couldn't, the collar couldn't be put on correctly, or I don't know.
Beyond the toilet. You're starting to now have to redo a little bit of the plumbing in the floor there to correct
that. But they should have been able to help her with that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, without tearing up the floor?
Well, no, you're probably going to have to tear open the floor to do it right.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like a big production, doesn't it, Connie?
Yeah, it sure does. When I had my, bathroom redone, mushrooms, the floor, the vanity, the mirror, the, you know, it just goes on and on and on.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I would like to avoid that if possible. One other problem. I have a tub and an overhead shower, you know, the old standard kind. And for some reason, after I shower and I'm careful, there seems to be water on the floor between the toilet and the bath.
Do you have
tub.
A curtain or a shower door?
Curtain.
That's...
And I like to clean it. It's easier to clean. I'm 84.
That's so. Yeah, but that's often the problem. Curtains are hard to keep closed.
They make a little tiny like wedge thing that you can put there to keep the water from coming on the floor. That might be something.
Yeah, okay, but the main thing is I'd like you're talking a major redo on the toilet. Is that it?
It seems like that.
A bit of a redo. I wouldn't say major. Maybe a little bit of floor work and a little bit of plumbing.
We have to break for news, Connie. Why don't you call John Betke, who you're speaking to, and you got the number?
What was his name?
John.
Yeah, 773-276-5430.
And it's John.
And
John.
John. Okay, thanks, John. John. I'll give you a call later.
Fitting for a plumber.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, it is. All right, Connie, good luck to you. We have news coming up at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio right here on 720 WGN.
It is indeedly doodly, House Smarts Radio. Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini today. So there's a new number to call, 312-981-7200. And this hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Our panel of experts joining us today, Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designers over at Cobblestone Remodeling. John Betke from Betke Plumbing. Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert, retired fun guy. You like mushrooms, don't you?
Oh, I do.
You're a fun guy.
Keep me in the dark.
And Lou told me to tell people his advice. I spoke to him yesterday. I was filling in for Bob Surratt. We did our Lou's first call. And he said his advice is never hold a nail for someone else. So he is a wise man. He totally is. Teresa's been on hold for a while, so let's take her call. 312-981-7200. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Wendy. It's good to hear you.
Thank you. Good to be heard. What's up?
I was wondering, I finally got rid of it, but I've had it for 20 years, a wash machine, and it didn't have an agitator. It just has that round bin.
Uh-huh.
And it worked fine, never had a problem with it. You know, slight problems here and there, but nothing major. So I had my friend look at it. He's a handyman. And he beveled it all off. He looked, you know, everything was equal. He turned it over. He looked on the bottom. He adjusted, you know, whatever. And the problem was it was making such racket. It was sounded like it was going to explode, and it sounded like all the screws and nuts were going to fly right out of it.
Yeah.
So I said, well, shut that off. And so I was just thinking, I don't think it had anything to do with the round bin thing that spins. It might have been electrical, because I think the electrical stuff on top was off. So it probably would have been a big problem to have that refixed, and it was Kenmore, so I don't think they're even around anymore. I was just wondering, am I right in thinking it was the electrical part, or could it still have been the bin that spins the stuff?
A little WD-40. That's what I would have done.
good idea.
What do you think, Rich?
No, it was something in the machinery that makes the noise. Electrical, it would just start smoking.
Which would be worse.
It would be worse, but there was something internal, so if you got rid of it, you did the right thing.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because I said, I mean, it really sounded like it was going to explode. I thought, oh, so stand back, because this thing's going to start throwing bolts and nuts at you. I've never heard anything like it in my life. I said, oh, my God. And it was 20 years old, so, I mean, it served us well, but I was just wondering if my concoction of thought was the electrical part of it.
No, no electric.
It was the mechanical.
Mechanical part, for
well,
sure.
Thank you.
So that would be the bin part of it,
the
then?
Bin part of it, or the transmission.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it had a transmission.
Oh, yeah. Three-speed. Reversal
oh,
part.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Teresa.
Yeah, well, I love WGN. I listen to you all the time, and God bless all you people.
Bless you as well, Teresa. Thank you so much for calling. You made the right choice.
Thank you.
Have a great day. And Sandra has called us, 312-981-7200. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's your question today?
Oh, I am so frustrated. I bought a condo. I'm 80 years old, and it has limestone floor in the kitchen and the bathrooms, and I don't think they were sealed. You can get the dirt off the top, but there's dirt like soaks into the tile, and you know I've tried baking soda, and I mean I've tried a lot of different things to try to get it clean, and it's very frustrating. You got any ideas?
Well, now I do know limestone is very porous, and is that something they do seal? I mean, isn't that
I'm a heating guy.
Yeah. Well, we were looking online and trying to come up with some suggestions, and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designer over at Cobblestone Remodeling, you had some things of what not to use on.
Definitely, you would not want to use anything acidic.
Although I'm looking, you know, because I spend my whole life Googling things, Sandra. That's really what I do. If I have a question, I ask.
I have done that too.
I get the old Googler working. And they're saying here hydrogen peroxide is a gentle bleach alternative. About a half teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide on. Is there an actual stain or it just looks dirty?
It looks dirty.
How old is the tile?
Like about the dirt spots about the size of the palm of your hand.
Oh. So actual discolorations?
Probably somebody spilled grease a long time ago.
Yeah, but they're saying hydrogen peroxide, but, you know, Rich Dykstra came up with an idea off the air. What should Sandra do?
Sell the house.
No. No, Sandra, you should. David Hochberg is on at 10 o'clock today. I think it's a shortened show before the race.
Right.
So he's on between 10 and noon. And whenever you ask a question on the air, Rich, you get something.
Yeah, you get a floor cleaner of your choice. And he's going to recommend Mr. Floor, Igor Barak. And he'll probably tell you how to clean it. And then they'll give you a quart of whatever cleaner you should use. Free.
It's called, I should get Mr. Floor?
Well, if you call and ask this question to David Hochberg after 10 this morning, if he takes your call on the air, Sandra, you'll get a free Mr. Floor product. But it just says you can buff away hard water spots with a steel wool, diluted ammonia. I would Google some things and
call Mr. Floor
and yeah, you could Floor. Call Mr. Floor.
He'll take care of you.
Let me get the number for you. Hang on.
Okay.
Because he's a good guy and he would help you out and let you know what is the best thing to use. He's out in Skokie, correct? Mr. Floor Company. Yes. Let me get this number for you. Hang on. Contact us. See, it's the old Googler. That's what you got to do. Here's the number you can call, 847-674-7500. This is Mr. Floor. They're 3828 Oakton in Skokie, 847-674-7500. They open at 8:30 this morning.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure. We may not have an answer, but feel free to ask.
Make it up.
My refrigerator freezer doesn't freeze ice cream.
What do you mean?
It's not cold enough.
That's illegal.
I turned it up. I know it is. I turned it up to the highest number.
You turn it up to the highest number? That's the problem.
Wait, what? Why is that the problem?
You want to make it higher. You want to make it colder.
Right. So it's like if it says 1 through 10, she turns the coldness up to 10,
right,
and it's not working.
Right. Sell the house.
No. No one's helping you, Sandra. I'm sorry.
Only ice cream?
Yeah, only ice cream.
From 0 to 6. It was in the middle, like 4, and I turned it up to 6.
All right. Only ice cream? Is it only ice cream? Or?
All right, two questions. Do you only have ice cream in your freezer, or is it only not freezing?
I've got a lot of frozen food that it's freezing.
Then don't buy any more ice cream.
Okay, that's super weird.
Different brand.
Different brand ice cream.
Yep.
Is it Edie's? Because Edie's is kind of soft.
No, it's like softer.
Coming from an ice cream expert.
Poor Sandra.
If everything else is staying frozen, then I have no answer to that.
Maybe it's a bourbon ice cream.
Yeah, is there liquor in your ice cream? Because then it won't freeze.
It doesn't freeze bread either.
Oh?
Get a new freezer.
How old is it?
It's old.
Oh.
Yeah, same.
But you guys, it's freezing meat and other things. Do you have ice cubes?
I don't have ice cubes. I don't have ice cubes, but
she has water.
I've got meat.
And it freezes your meat solid?
Yep.
That is a weird thing.
It freezes fruit and vegetables solid.
Hmm.
But not ice cream.
I wouldn't buy any more ice cream.
Don't say that. All right, yeah, just
I made an ice cream cake, and I had to go to my neighbor's and put it in her freezer.
Now that's a bummer.
All right. Well, I don't have an answer. This is a mystery to all of us, Sandra. Good luck to you.
Okay, well.
And call Mr. Floor.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, have a great weekend. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200 is the number to call or text for House Smarts Radio, 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on 720 WGN.
Well, oh, south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town.
Oh, all right. So we're in Chicago in the WGN radio studios today. Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio, and we have a panel of experts here. Jennifer Fletcher, Ron Ruthenbeck of Cobblestone Remodeling. They're kitchen and bath designers. We have John Betke from Betke Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert. And off the air, Rich, I heard you and John singing the praises of the Mitsubishi heat pumps.
Oh, they're amazing. Amazing. If you have a house that you have rooms, usually it's like a bonus room above a garage or a second floor with bedrooms, and it's just not cooling properly, not heating properly, Mitsubishi is the way you want to go. You can have one unit outside, four different cassettes, one for each bedroom, and they're extremely quiet. You know, everybody thinks, it's like a window unit that just roars.
It's not like that.
You don't hear them at all. And with the heat pump, if you're having heating issues, it's the cheapest way to correct it.
We have an old Victorian house, and it was built in 1890. And the upper part, one of the bedrooms gets pretty cool with the central air. It's maybe two out of the four bedrooms gets pretty cool, but those other ones just do not. They're cold in the winter, and they're hot in the summer.
They face the west?
No, they face east.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but the Mitsubishi will take care of it. It's amazing. Mitsubishi, too, has been making it for a lot longer than everybody else. A lot of the manufacturers, Carrier, Trane, Lennox, they all have a branded unit, but they don't make it.
It's very cool looking, too, because our neighbor has it. I was thinking of taking it off their outside wall and no, I'm kidding, but it is really cool looking, and it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
So if you have one room that needs extra help, you can get it for
I installed one in our dining room because at Thanksgiving we'll have 20 people sitting
around
the table.
Yeah, and it gets hot. Yeah,
and we flip on the air conditioning, cool it down. It's amazing.
And John, you said you had a Mitsubishi.
Yeah, just like he said, in upper floor of a garage. And it heats and cools. It'll heat using air from the exterior all the way down to negative 15 degrees. It'll still create heat within the space.
That's amazing.
The Mitsubishi is an amazing product.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Oh, boy, we have a lot of questions, and this one intrigues me. So let's talk to Roger this morning. 312-981-7200. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. Family has a place up in Door County, very nice little log cabin, been there for 40-plus years. A little bit of a problem. There are snakes running around the inside of this place, and I can't figure out how to get rid of them.
St. Patrick.
Any suggestions?
St. Patrick, yeah, he made this.
Get the snakes out of Ireland.
Flee. Yeah. Honestly, my answer to you is to call Rose Pest Solutions, Rose Pest Control. That's who I use when I had mice, and I imagine they would be able to help with snakes.
The snakes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is up in, does Rose go all the way up into, Sturgeon Bay area?
If they don't, they have people they work with.
Yeah, or someone they could recommend. Because, I mean, I don't even know how many snakes are we talking, Roger?
We're talking, the good ones are the garter snakes. The bad ones are the fox snakes or rat snakes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And,
they look
scary. We're not too crazy about those.
And are they in the house?
Yes, they are. What happened, we left a screen door open one time, and, oops.
They're very tender.
I saw a terrible video on YouTube where, like, a drop ceiling fell down, and there were hundreds of snakes. So I hope that's not what's going on with you, Roger. And the garter snakes are cute. I enjoy
them.
No, they're garter.
Are they garter?
Yeah, garter snakes, right?
But there's also fox snakes or rat snakes, and
yeah,
those things are really annoying.
You need to get a good, I don't know if it's exterminator's the proper word anymore, but a pest solution. You know, call Rose Pest Control.
Snakenator.
And Snakenator. I'm telling you, you got too much spare time on your hands.
Too much time.
Roger, call Rose Pest Solutions, and like I said, if they can't help you, they will find someone who can, because you need a professional to get rid of this.
That's scary.
My idea was to, bomb the entire house, fog it, and that way that's the only way you can make sure they get rid of everything. Does that make sense?
Snakes will go underground.
Yeah, I think they need to literally be moved. So
relocated.
Yeah, they definitely have to be moved. So
it's time to evict the snakes.
Rose Pest Solutions. I do not have a toll free number for them. Yes, I do.
I can Google them, and I can look it up.
It's 800-966-7673. And, yeah, you can look them up, rosepestsolutions.com. That's who we get, and they handle everything. Good luck to you, Roger.
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
You too. Sleep with one eye open, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Roger, see ya. And I think we have time for one. Let's do one more before news. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Doing pretty well. We have about a minute or so. Do you have a question you want to ask?
Yeah, I've got pressure in my water lines. I have a private well, and the guy that does the well says it can't be the well causing it. I'm wondering what the other causes might be.
We have a plumber on staff today, so John Betke.
I'm not sure where you're at, but do you have a iron removal system?
No, I just have a water softener.
Just a softener. But sometimes before the softener, there's an iron removal system, and that actually very intentionally injects air into the system. So that might be
a pressure. This high pressure, you turn the faucet on, and it squirts, and it can knock a cup right out of your hand. So.
I was going to ask how you knew there was air in your line, but, you know, when you turn on the faucet, that's what happens. Any suggestions?
Yeah, I'm one, Can water heater or softeners or anything like that cause it?
Well, when you heat water, it takes the oxygen out of the water. So if you've got your water heater set too high, that could certainly be happening too. Is your water very, very hot?
Well, I have it's hot. I don't think it's scalding hot, but it's hot enough you need to add cold to take a shower.
Okay, you might want to try turning that down a little bit. That might take care of it for you.
Try turning that down. That's good advice. Well, good luck to you, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
That's good advice. John Betke from Betke Plumbing. We have Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck from Cobblestone Remodeling and Rich Dykstra from his own home. He is an HVAC.
From a special place.
We're going to do some news, and then we are back. If you have questions, 312-981-7200. That's the number to call or text. It's House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on 720 WGN.
I won't be around this old time.
It is House Smarts Radio. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini this week. He is, I believe, at a wedding, so I hope he's having fun. 312-981-7200 is the number to call or text. We have a panel of experts with us today, and we'll take your calls. But first, it is time for one of my favorite segments. It's New to Lou 2. It's sponsored by Redo Cabinets. Don't replace, reface. And let's find out about bug assault.
Every once in a great while, certain inventions come around that literally change the course of mankind. The wheel, the toilet, the automobile, the internet, iPhones, Coke Zero, and now bug assault. That's right, bug assault, or more specifically known as the Bug Assault 3.0 Insect Eradication Gun, also known as our new Tulu 2 this weekend, is a pretty, well, nifty invention. If you hadn't already heard of it, like me, I'm telling you it's worth every penny if you have flying insects you'd like to exterminate without harmful chemicals and without looking like a, you know, sissy waving around that old-fashioned fly swatter. Now, I will say I'd heard of this bug assault a couple of years ago, but wasn't really into it at the time. Maybe because the kids were super little and I just didn't feel like it was right for us then. But I also didn't really know how it worked. So it looks like a large squirt gun, kind of like a super soaker. So I figured it was going to be messy, water, salt everywhere. But wait, no water needed. All you really need is some plain old table salt, the Bug Assault 3.0 Insect Eradication Gun, and good aim. When you fire the bug assault at your target, you want to be no more than a foot or two away. The salt comes out fast, but slows down quickly as physics takes over. And really, no mess. Although probably not a great gun for indoor use, since you'll end up with a little bit of salt on the floors after each fire. But a terrific and highly recommended way to kill flies, bees, wasps, even crawlers like spiders and ants, is that it's just good stinking fun to use. No batteries required and goes for about $45.
For more information, check out the House Smarts YouTube channel.
And be sure to like and subscribe.
All right, Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini and our panel of experts filling in for Lou today. We have Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designers at Cobblestone Remodeling. John Betke is here from Betke Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert. He is a Carrier Hall of Famer. What does that mean exactly?
There's only about 70 contractors across the country out of, I think, 6,000 or 8,000 that were able to make the grade for to become a Hall of Famer. And it's based on, it's not based on, what's nice about it, it's not based on how much equipment you buy. You know, if you're a big volume dealer, it doesn't matter. There's guys that are, they'll sell $2 million a year. There's guys that will sell $200 million a year. It's mostly based on customer service and your history. I mean, they do a extensive investigation before they'll allow you to be.
Wow.
It goes from the distributor. We were nominated by our distributor. Then it goes to factory. And the factory does all the due diligence. And then they give you a call, yay or nay.
You're special.
Can I have your autograph?
Yes, you can. I left my glossies in my truck.
All right, 312-981-7200. That's the number this week. I know Lou has a toll-free number, but he's not here. So we're at the WGN studios. NASCAR race happening at 2:30 this afternoon. And Pat has called us, and Pat has a question. And I believe the Hall of Famer will take this one. We'll see. Hi, Pat.
Hello. I do have a question. I have a forced air furnace with central air conditioning. And off the we have an unfinished basement, so you can see the ducts coming off of that. And we have four different duct lines coming off, one for the first floor, one for the second floor. And then there's one directly to the family room because it's in the opposite direction. And then there's a separate one that goes just to the laundry room. And the laundry room is very small. It's like 6 feet by 7 feet, just a washer dryer, that's it. And that one is the shortest run from the furnace. It's only like 3 to 4 feet from the furnace, you know, up to the laundry room. So that's like the most powerful duct.
Okay.
And it does have a damper on it, so we keep that closed. We try to keep it closed. It still feels like some air comes through. So we're wondering if it's best to just shut that off at the furnace, like, you know, take that duct off, and would that produce more air in the other vents then?
I'm surprised the damper isn't doing the trick for you, because that should, is the damper close to the furnace?
Yeah, it's about like a foot away from the furnace, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very close, yeah.
What you could do is get a, if the damper isn't doing it for you, you don't want to disconnect the duct. Because then you'll have no air going into the laundry room. It's going to get stuffy. But you can, if you get a good supply register in the laundry room, you can shut that down completely, and that'll automatically force more air into the system. But you'll still have enough air leaking around it to keep the laundry room comfortable. But you have to get a good register for that.
Oh, okay.
I can give you a call.
But we should leave the line there.
Yeah, leave the line there. I'll give you a call probably Monday, and I'll get you the brand of register you want to get.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Do you want to hang on, Pat? And Colin can get your phone number. Oh, you already took it down?
Yeah, I took it down.
He's going to start stalking you, Pat.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. And I believe we have her number, right? You got it?
Yes, I have her number.
All right.
Oh, do I have her number?
All right. Pamela has called us, 312-981-7200. Hi, Pamela.
Good morning. Yes, how are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, my question is about, I have a garage and the floor's cracked, has cracks in it. And I think it's mostly from water, you know, from just years and years of water. And they're not little thin cracks, but they're little thicker cracks. And I was wondering, is there anything I can do? I don't know if there's something simple I can do. Can I fill them in or something like that? Yeah, would I have to get a professional?
Yeah, Home Depot and all the big box, you know, I guess hardware stores, they do have a concrete caulk that you can fill in the cracks. But if it's, is it, has it dropped off? Is the floor unlevel? Or is it just cracked?
It probably is. I don't know. I have to tell you, but you have to, I don't really know if it is unlevel. It might be. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah. What you can do, if you want, you don't want to do that, you can call PermaSeal, and they'll send a guy out for free and give you an opinion on what you can do there. I know they do. Mm-hmm. They lift concrete. They seal it. I would give them a call and just have them do a survey for you for free, and they'll tell you mm-hmm. what you can do. And if you can do it yourself, they'll tell you that.
Okay.
That would be the best
thing. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Pamela. We appreciate it. I understand her thoughts, though, because I like to try and fix things myself beforehand, but you're right. It could be a bigger problem.
Right.
But is that something that you could do, like maybe get that concrete filler or whatever?
Crack caulk.
Easy for you to say.
No, it's not.
So if you get this crack caulk, I got to be very careful when I say that, by the way. It won't hurt to try it, right?
Oh, no, and no, then, won't hurt to try it
you
all.
Know, if it's still unlevel, right. then you got to call
if it's
big guns.
Dropping off, then you're going to have a problem.
But then you call PermaSeal.
You can put the crack cock in the
you see, yeah, you got to think about that when you say it. 312-981-7200. So I'm still confused about, I can't remember who called with her freezer issue where her ice cream
was melting.
Yeah, but everything else was freezing. And someone said, don't put it in the door. And she didn't really say she did, but I know you're not supposed to keep your milk in the door of a refrigerator because the temperature does not stay constant. That is not the coldest part of your refrigerator. Same thing with the door of the freezer. That's not going to be the coldest part of your freezer. But I can't get over the fact that her meat and everything else was freezing, but not ice cream.
She probably has it in the door.
Well, that could be it.
Or she takes it out of the freezer too often.
Well, you know, I microwave my ice cream for 10 seconds when you take it out of the freezer because it's softer and smoother then.
Yeah.
And also, you're supposed to put a piece of saran wrap on top of it because if you keep a gallon of ice cream in your refrigerator, in your freezer, it gets freezer burn very frequently. So if you take the air out, the air is not your friend in
you're
the
not,
freezer.
You're not eating it fast enough.
I'm like, that.
Oh, really?
I mean, freezer burn ice cream?
You know,
yeah,
this
I know.
This is the craziest
not
thing.
Not in there long enough to get
no,
freezer burn.
No way.
I'm not
no.
really an ice cream lover.
Yeah, me either. I like the fruit bars.
I don't even like those. I mean, like an ice cream sundae, that's delicious. But just to have a scoop of ice cream, unless it's rainbow cone, because they just completely know how to mix things together where you're wondering, how do all these flavors come together and it works? But it does. It's sherbet and it's cherry and it's chocolate and it's really good. So now I got to go to rainbow cone on the way home today.
Great.
All right. 312-981-7200. Lou is not here today. He'll be back next week. And for the texts that say you miss Lou, I miss him too. I love listening to him every Saturday, but he will be back next Saturday. We're going to take a quick break and be back with your calls and texts. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
It's a Saturday morning. It's WGN Radio, and it's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini. House Smarts Radio. Phone number to call, 312-981-7200. We will try and answer your questions like this one from Georgia. Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning, Wendy.
I want to introduce you to our experts, our panel of experts today, and we'll see which one can help you. We have Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck from Cobblestone Remodeling. We have John Betke from Betke Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra is here. He's an HVAC expert. So what do you have?
Maybe. Well, I have a quote-unquote stone front house, which I doubt is really stone, and I've noticed fine hairline cracks in various places, so I'm wondering if there's something I could do to forestall any other major damage.
That is a tough one, and, you know, because you don't know if it is just a hairline, like, at the surface or if it's something major.
Is it a brick?
Well, I don't. It looks like stone, but, you know, they don't put stone on new houses anymore. They do whatever it is
it's
they use.
It's a polymer of some sort.
Stucco, maybe.
It's not stucco. It looks like it's stone. Well, it could be stucco. I don't know.
Well, cobblestone.
Well, like individual stones or...
Yes.
Oh, okay, like Hansel and Gretel cottage?
Like limestone?
Exactly.
Okay, so picture Hansel and Gretel.
Before they go off.
Yeah.
I'm deferring to the cobblestone.
Yeah, it looks like stone.
All right, so hairline cracks.
Cracks, yes.
What about that caulk thing that you were talking about, Rich?
She has hairline cracks.
Hairline.
Yeah.
Yes, they
I don't
are
know
hairline.
Any hairline caulk. I don't think there is any.
We were talking off the air about MegaPros.
Yeah.
And
well, Cobblestone, they do that too, I think.
And Cobblestone Remodeling.
Or not.
We do exterior as well.
You see, that is it's a tough one without seeing it. Mm-hmm. And
do you have pictures?
Is it the mortar, like between the limestone?
I can make pictures. No, it's not the mortar. It's each individual stone.
And a lot of it?
Yes.
Oh.
Send a picture. Take a picture and send a picture.
So the stones are not, they're...
No problem. I can do that. I'll do that right after I go to Rainbow and get my ice cream cone.
I know.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Sorry. All right, but honestly, I don't know this is something you can do yourself. If it's that many stones that's affected with these hairline cracks, you need to get some kind of exterior expert to come look at it. That would be my suggestion. So Cobblestone Remodeling, that might be your best bet.
That'd be best place to start.
Just
sure.
at least to call
right.
and get an
I'll
estimate.
773-661-0606.
Sure. Yeah, do you want the number again?
Because
I talked over
it,
sorry.
I can find it, I'm sure.
Okay.
No, I can find it, no problem. Thank you.
All right, enjoy your rainbow cone.
I certainly will.
Thank you, Georgia.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like almost, it sounded like it was like almost every single stone had a hairline crack, that's not something you can fix yourself, mm-mm. nor would you want to. All right, we have another call this morning, 312-981-7200, and Jeanette's on the line. Good morning, Jeanette.
Oh, Wendy, it is so good to hear your voice. You are the funniest. I laughed so hard yesterday when you said you're sitting in for Bob Sirach. And
yes.
That BS would be back on
Monday. Oh, yeah. BS.
Yeah, BS.
He calls himself that, so I wasn't being disrespectful.
Okay. I was being funny. Okay. Last October, this is for the carrier guy.
Okay.
Last October, I had to buy a new carrier, furnace, and an air conditioner.
Right.
And I said to the guy who was selling it to me, I said, I want the top of the lawn carrier.
Okay.
And I got it, so I paid. Okay, and now the company is trying to sell me, a maintenance extended warranty. Do I need that with my new carrier, top of the line?
Your all the parts on your furnace are warrantied for 10 years. Okay, you got to make sure that the dealer registered your equipment. That's a big deal, because a lot of dealers don't do that. If you got a good dealer, he should have registered for you. Your labor should be covered for 1 year, but a maintenance contract, the service maintenance agreement, is a good idea, because they'll contact you in the spring and the fall to say, hey, it's time to maintain your equipment. And it's all covered under the contract.
But the maintenance plan is different than an extended warranty.
Right.
It sounds...
You don't need an extended warranty. If you take care of it, you're not going to need an extended warranty.
Well, this is $300 a year for them to come out and check the furnace and air conditioner and whatever else.
Yeah. What I can do, let me, I'll give you a call after the show, and we can talk through and see exactly what they're offering you. And I'm sure we could take care of you on that, too.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I love my new carrier.
You got the Infinity. If you got the Infinity system, you got the best. You got the best.
Well, for what I paid, $11,000, it should be the best.
Yeah,
okay.
Close to it. Okay.
I'm having a problem getting the humidity out of the house.
Okay.
It's a big house, but.
Yeah, when you have your paperwork ready when I call you. And I'll see what system you do have, because there's different.
Okay.
Some of the units will work on a dehumidification cycle, where it doesn't go by temperature, it goes by humidity.
Oh.
So I'll give you a call. Get your paperwork together, and I'll give you a call, and we'll go through it together.
All right, and you have Jeanette's number?
Thank
yes, I do.
Thank you, Jeanette.
He's got my number. Oh, good.
Oh, why don't you two get a room?
Hey, come on now. Come on. Hey,
we all have your number.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. Good golly. You know, you're cruising the
you
phone lines. But yeah, because like an extended warranty is what they offer when you purchase a car. That sounds different than a maintenance plan.
Yeah, I mean the price is right there for a service agreement, but I just want to see what they're covering and what they should be covering and not charging for.
Now back to your House Smarts crew this morning, right here on 720 WGN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door.
Oh boy.
Got to sit down, take a rest.
A little CCR for your Saturday morning. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini. He's Mr. Fix-It. I'm Miss I Broke It. That's what I do. 312-981-7200, the number to call or text. We have a panel of experts here today, Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck from Cobblestone Remodeling. They're kitchen and bath designers. John Betke is here from Betke Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert. I'm kind of rotating between HVAC and HVAC. Have you noticed that?
I didn't,
because you said it could be either or.
Either or.
Okay. We have some potty talk going on this morning. Terry, everybody's talking toilets.
Yes. Hi, Wendy. Thank you for all your guest appearances on all kinds of WGN shows. I really appreciate it, and I always look forward to hearing you.
You are sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a old 1950s-style Richmond toilet, two-piece tank and base. Took it apart a long time ago, and now that I'm looking to put it back together again, I was wondering, the tank itself has a plastic sleeve going through the bottom hole, and it has a plastic nut holding the plastic sleeve in place, but there's nothing else, and the base itself is just smooth porcelain with a hole in it. So I'm wondering, am I missing a gasket? Should I change that piece of plastic because it's old and not pliable?
Well, the plastic's not pliable. You are missing a gasket. So on the bottom, that the plastic comes through the tank. There's a nut on the bottom, and there's supposed to be a thick rubber gasket that covers that nut, and that's what's going to seal it to the bowl. So, yeah, you're missing that gasket.
So it actually goes over this gasket I'm going to purchase goes over covers up the nut, so you can't tell there's a nut there?
Exactly. Covers the entire bottom plastic part.
Okay. Now, would I be able to get something like that at a big box store, or do
Absolutely.
I need to go to a plumbing store?
No, you can get it at a big box store. What you want to do is take a picture of it with your phone with a tape measure next to it, because gaskets come in all different sizes. So get a picture with a tape measure, and you'll be able to find one to match.
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
Hey,
you
Terry.
Have a great day.
Terry, I just have a question for you now. So why do you have this 1950s toilet?
It matches the pinkish color of the bathroom. And I had it out of the bathroom for a long time while I lived here. But the toilet I had in there doesn't fit the appearance of the rest of the bathroom. And I just want to put it back to the way it was before I sell the house.
Okay, because I just was curious, and I Googled 1950s toilets, and a lot of crazy colors came up.
Yeah, very true. And it matches the tub and the bathroom sink. And you can't get that color anymore.
It's pink, huh?
Champagne.
Yeah.
I think
yeah. Well, good for you. That's going to look
Thank
really
you very
cool.
Much.
Thank you, Terry. I mean, weren't you wondering why he had a 1950s toilet
right.
and wanted to put it back?
Yeah.
You know, usually...
What were you doing without the toilet?
But he held on to it. I was just, where's the toilet been?
Well, now, you know, I have some designers here, kitchen and bath designers, Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck from Cobblestone Remodeling. All this vintage stuff is coming back. Are you finding that that people want to go back to some of that vintage stuff?
Pink is back in.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
For
oh, yeah.
certain things, I
maybe
do.
Maybe not for a toilet.
You know,
yeah.
Not. Fixtures.
Tile.
Basically white. I mean, we're seeing white toilets, definitely.
Yeah.
Only white. But I would say that vintage is coming back.
Yeah.
Well, like the farmhouse sink that came back. I guess that's never really gone away, right? For the kitchen.
Mm-mm. It's the apron front sink. Is
yeah,
what you're talking
yeah.
about? Yeah, yeah. It's still a thing.
I had an old stove that was in my grandmother's basement, and I wanted to like repurpose it somehow. But I mean, is that vintage coming back? Can you get these old vintage things working again
with the right person to fix it? Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, was it? Is it a 48-inch old
range? I don't know. I didn't measure it.
Okay.
measure it, but it was just cool looking, you know. And then you go to antique stores and you see these old ice boxes, and you know, people convert them into bars. That's the new thing to do, is you know, take an old phonograph or something from the 60s or 70s and turn it into a bar. That's a cool thing. Old radios, things like that.
Oh yeah. Well, Smeg, have you heard of Smeg, the brand Smeg?
No.
Okay.
But I'm looking it up. Yeah. What is it?
They do vintage-looking appliances. So you can get that old refrigerator with the big handle.
Yeah.
And they come in really cool colors like red and blue, and they're a lot of fun.
So you guys are kitchen and bath designers. Some of the crazy colors. I just was thinking about Terry's pink toilet. When my mom picked out her kitchen appliances when our house was built in the 50s, turquoise, just a turquoise refrigerator, a turquoise stovetop, and a turquoise wall oven. And are those colors coming back?
They are. So the higher end appliances are offering colors.
Again, yeah. I don't know. I still like the stainless. And now there's like a smoke colored stainless that's popular as well.
Yeah, black stainless.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved that turquoise. And I guess, you know, the oven was upright, and my dad must have thrown a bottle in the garbage can because there was a pie plate that was now the new glass for the bottom oven. But that turquoise was very, very cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you're remodeling for resale to, you know, to sell your home, definitely stay away from the colors.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's for you, go all
out. Original, yeah, absolutely. Okay, 312-981-7200 is the number to call, or if you don't feel like calling, you can text us. And we are going to take a break and come back with your calls. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
A young man from a small town with a very large imagination. Lay alone in his
Happy Saturday. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. I guess it's still 4th of July weekend. Yes, it is. I'm Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for Lou Manfredini this week. He'll be back next week, just taking a day off. Lou doesn't really take time off very frequently. He loves his listeners and his House Smarts Radio. And it takes a bunch of people to fill in for Lou when he's not here. So Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck are here, kitchen and bath designers at Cobblestone Remodeling. Modeling. John Betke of Betke Plumbing is here today, and Rich Dykstra, an HVAC expert, Carrier Hall of Famer, and we've got a lot of toilet and washing machine questions today.
You started with the washing machine.
I know, because the agitator dogs, I changed those, and you know, I'm bragging about myself. But Ruth, you had a question about your old Whirlpool washing machine?
Yeah, it's a 15 to 20-year-old top loader. And I can give you a model number, but I don't know if that'll mean anything. Periodically, it won't fill with hot water, even though there's really hot water coming out of the top of the tap and the laundry sink right next to it. And it's the same water hoses that feed the washer, that feed the tap and the sink.
Okay. Go ahead.
I used to be able to fill it with hot water, and it was fine. And then it stopped always filling with hot water. Sometimes it would switch over and allow me to get hot water directly into the machine. But now if I want hot water, I just put it in a bucket and I
dump it in.
Dump it in.
Yeah. All right. Well, John is a plumber. What do you think could be some of the problems?
Do you have access to the back where the hoses attach?
Well, Not really. It's in a basement corner.
That's probably where you have to go. There's screens inside there, and if it's an older machine, that's likely all that it is. You probably just have to disconnect the hoses, clean the screens, and put it back together. You'll get more debris on the hot side of any water line, so it's probably just over time kind of clogged that up.
Does it fill? Does it fill sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't, or it never fills with hot water?
It used to fill with, but now it's at the point where it's just cold water.
Yeah, it's probably the screens are plugged up after 20 years.
And hoses should be replaced periodically, anyways. So it's a good time to do that. Buy two new hoses and change them out and clean the screens.
Or call a plumber.
Or call an appliance guy.
Because it doesn't sound like you're going to want to do it yourself, Ruth, right?
I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I can help Wendy, though.
Well, I always like to try things, and then if it doesn't work, then you call
it's already broke.
The experts. Yeah, I guess. Don't break it, but... handyman might be able to help you there. Do you have a handyman you can call, Ruth?
Possibly.
All right.
Ace has a handyman, don't they? Ace Hardware has a handyman service.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Ruth.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Okay. You're very, very welcome. All right. Washing machine question on to another toilet question because it's potty talk this week. Hi, Candy.
Hello there. Nice to hear you, Wendy.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be heard. You had a question?
Yeah. In one of our bathrooms, it's an older toilet, but not real old. It has started every time we flush. It's making this banging, almost like an engine noise, and sometimes they're worse than others. And it lasts until it fills, and then it goes away.
It's more like a chattering sound?
It can be. It kind of changes. Sometimes it, I don't know, bangs. It just sounds, in the beginning, it sounded like an engine.
So it's
and I started putting some lime stuff up around the toilet room where those little holes are to see if we can, if those are filled with calcium or something.
Yeah, that's not what's causing the noise. So it's one of two things. It's either the emergency shutoff, the washer might have come loose, and that'll chatter when it's filling, so when water's flowing through it, or the water measuring device, the fill valve. When those get old, they don't have a positive seal, so when they go to close towards the last 20 seconds of the fill cycle, they'll start to chatter. So you just need to replace a couple parts in the toilet.
All right, and what are the parts?
The emergency shutoff, so the angle stop, and the water measuring device, or the fill valve.
Okay. All right. And then I've got, what's that?
It's called a ball cock.
That's not the
and then
PC.
I had one other question for the decorators. On we have a house that was built in the late 50s, and the guest bathroom is still the original tile, that black and white check. And it's in excellent condition. I love it. But what can you do in something like that just to freshen it up and make it look a little bit more modern? The walls are black and white tile.
I love that look. That's a cool look.
Yeah. I love that look, too. How far up the wall does your tile go? All the way up or part way up, three-quarters of the way?
You know, now I have to look. I think it goes all the way up. I don't use it that much.
I mean, I would freshen it up with some color, whether it's a paint color or you put a new vanity in, like a green-colored vanity.
Mm-hmm.
I'd freshen it up with color and maybe put some, like some brass fixtures in there.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that'd be
That's
pretty.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Black and white tile is pretty classic, you know. So adding like a pop of color, if you have some wall space available, to add some color there, and then, you know, coordinate your tiles and everything from there.
I'm thinking lime green for some reason. I think that would be really cool.
Oh yeah, that'd be beautiful. Yeah, and now I'm standing in here and I can see that could really make a difference. Yeah. Because it's just a kind of a tan color and it's pretty boring.
Yeah, so, put some green in there.
Does it
not
go all the way
green,
up?
But
yeah.
No, it goes about three quarters, more than that, four fifths of the way up the wall, all around the shower. It goes about that far up, and then the other walls are about a little more than half. So I've got enough wall space to do some color.
Perfect.
Well, good luck. Yeah. Don't use lime green. Jennifer's a designer. I'm not. I just kind of do what I like. But you can, though, right? I mean, anything goes these days.
Anything goes.
Anything goes.
Anything. Pink. I believe that, too.
Pink toilets. Put pink on the wall.
No, white toilets.
Well, thank you, Candy.
Thank you.
Have a great one. What about painting ceilings, like in a small powder room? Is that something that's going on now?
Love it, yes. And you layer your paint. So right now the way to elevate a space is to paint everything, including the trim, the doors, the ceiling, all the same color. But you're using different sheens. So you're using a flat paint on the ceiling. You're using an eggshell on the wall. You're using a semi-gloss on the trim.
That's interesting. And I've seen, you go through, I love looking at design magazines and just getting ideas. And again, it's whatever you want. If you're going to sell it, is it still the way to go to keep things pretty neutral and pretty white, like white paint on the walls and stuff, just because then people can decorate it their own way?
Yeah, the great thing about paint, though, is that's the easiest thing to change, right?
So, but, you know, you can do what you want, and I've seen a lot of dining rooms that have, like, a metallic color ceiling or something like that. Who ever heard of painting a ceiling before fairly recently? I mean, we grew up, it was always, you know, what color do you want your room? Oh, I want it blue, but the ceiling's got to be white. Ceilings don't have to be white anymore, do they?
Nope.
What's the weirdest color you've seen up on a ceiling?
Well, I just did a room that's completely black.
That's really cool. But what room, what is that? Like a theater room? Is it a bedroom? Is it an office?
We're calling it a bourbon room. So there's bourbon is cigar room.
All right. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yep.
So then you just light that a little bit more than usual?
Lighting is everything. So you want some ambient lighting, some task lighting. Yeah.
That's very cool. All right, 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And sometime this morning, I'm going to give you a shot at winning a $100 gift card to White Fence Farm. It's a third-generation family restaurant on Route 66 in Romeoville, serving the world's greatest chicken. They have a bunch of takeout places, too. And now I'm going to stop on the way home and get White Fence Farm and Rainbow Cone. But we are giving away at 66 days of giveaways celebrating Route 66, and we will do that sometime before I get out of here at 10. Also, David Hochberg is coming up with Home Sweet Home Chicago at 10 o'clock this morning. I believe I said it was a shortened show. It's not. He's on from 10 to 1, and he will be here, and we have news coming up now here on 720 WGN.
Tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now, right here on House Smarts Radio and 720 WGN.
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. I saw this story recently about the storm activity that is predicted for 2024. Now, you know, these are just predictions, but I think it's Colorado State University says that this season could be much higher. They're already predicting that they're going to have 23 named storms and 115 named storm days. The previous years had an average of 14.4. And I think it has a lot to do with the change in all this weather, all this warmer weather. The oceans are warmer. And I stumbled across this company that makes storm shelters. And I got to tell you, I really think that this is a good idea. And I'm a little bit focused on it, too, because, as you all know, my daughter Mallory, our daughter Mallory, lives down in New Orleans. So I wanted to learn more about this company that I stumbled upon. The company is called Survive a Storm. Joining me on the phone line is Taylor Devane, who is the Commercial Accounts Manager with Survive a Storm. Taylor, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
I suppose it's a double-edged sword. Here you are in the shelter business, and then you hear people predicting that there's going to be a lot of storms, and while you're in that business, and that's good for business, I'm sure that there's part of you that, you know, you kind of wish, because obviously storms go with destruction and, you know, hazards for people, but you guys are sort of well-suited to help protect people. Tell me a little bit about your company and what you folks manufacture.
Yeah, Lou. So we are a prefabricated steel tornado shelter manufacturer. We handle the residential side of things as well as the commercial side. We have a location down here in Thomasville, Georgia, where we build all of our shelters, but cater nationwide. These shelters are all ESI rated to withstand 250 plus mile an hour wind speeds.
Wow.
And it's, it's pretty neat. We do a little bit of custom work, but we have standard sizes on our residential ends that range from a small 4-person shelter to a larger family 16-person shelter. And then we get into our commercial lines where the options are endless.
So these are basically, spending time on your website, they're steel structures of different sizes and shapes, and you make both above ground and below ground. So talking about the above ground, you said you've got it for 4 people or 6 people. That could be something that people put in their garage and bolt to the concrete. Is that right?
That's correct, Lou. So I would say 9 out of 10 of our clients, specifically just over the past 5 to 10 years, have been going with the above ground option simply because it's easily accessible. You're not having to get you and your family into a hole in the ground that's been sitting there for months at a time. And they're obviously there to save your life.
Right.
Being tested, going through Texas Tech Wind Research Institution, they are, they're secured to the concrete using an anchor bolt system, and they are there to stay. So, yes, they're installed in a garage, on a concrete foundation, in a shop, wherever it's convenient to the customer.
Hmm. And I guess, the proof is in the pudding. I don't want to be morbid about this, but you've had these installed in places where the storms have hit, and they're still there. People walk out of these things, don't they?
That's right, Lou. Of course, on the residential end, a lot of our reps, get those types of questions all the time. There might be somewhat of a concern with an above ground option. How does it work when these large tornadoes can pick semis up and sling them a mile down the road, right? And, I like to keep it simple, and my response always is being the largest tornado shelter producer in the country, the volume that we sell on a yearly basis, if these shelters were not going to do their job, we would have been out of business a long time ago.
Boy, 100%. I mean, right, that's 100%. I had the same reaction when I saw it. I looked at it and I go, well, of course, if I was going to buy one, I would do the one in ground. And the in ground, talk to me about that one, because that ultimately probably has to be, this is just my opinion, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's probably the safest option for a tornado or something like that coming through.
Well, it's, again, the above ground shelters are tested to withstand the impact of debris, as well as, the 250 mile an hour wind speed.
Sure.
Yes, being underground, it would be much safer, but, there's pros and cons to both.
Right.
Underground, when we're talking to our clients, we discuss their property, see where they would want an underground shelter. It might be in some cases more dangerous to go with an underground shelter, depending on the site where you would want it, because you're having to get you and your family out to the elements just to get into your shelter, where with an above ground, you can step right outside your door into that above ground shelter.
Well, that's a good point. That is a good point. And then obviously, too, if you're, depending on where you're putting it, you've got issues with maybe underground power, gas, or if you have a septic system and you know, you got to dig a big hole and there's like a big hatch down there. And then a lot of people be like, but there's spiders down there and they may not want to go in there if there's a storm.
You're exactly right. And a lot of our clients, you know, the above ground, obviously just from a labor standpoint, when it comes to insulation, it's a lot less expensive to go the above ground route versus having to get all the equipment that's involved to dig a hole and bury something.
Well, here's the thing that I also was kind of impressed by. For me, you know, digging around on your website and then even looking, you know, I know you sell through some retailers. We're not talking about a giant investment here. I mean, in my opinion, I mean, I know that, you know, seems like you're anywhere from, I'm not going to quote your prices, but You're $7,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 depending on what you want. And if I'm trying to save myself from a storm, that's a no-brainer to me.
Exactly. You know, what we say here is, or at least what I used to say back in what I'll call the olden days when I was on the residential side.
Right.
It's the cheapest life insurance policy you ever invest in.
100%.
But you hit the nail on the head. You know, I mean, we have residential shelters that range anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, depending on where you're located.
Mm. You also, though, I want to also touch on the fact, because we have a bunch of different people that listen to the show, you offer commercial-grade storm shelters, too, right, that can hold you know, a lot more people in maybe somebody that's owns a business that has a warehouse or something like that, correct?
That is correct. That is the largest portion of our business. We've been very fortunate, specifically over the past few years. Companies, larger corporations, they see the liability of not having a place for their employees to go in a tornadic situation.
Yeah.
So we've been working specifically with some of the largest corporations in the country, putting these commercial shelters at all their locations nationwide. And that ranges anywhere from, you know, 20 employees to 500 employees.
Wow.
Even more than that.
Wow. And you make it all in Georgia, right here in the USA.
That is correct.
Love that. That's great. Taylor Devane is the commercial accounts manager with a company called Survive a Storm. Taylor, if people want to learn more about your company and, you know, residential and even commercial storm shelters, give us a website or place they can contact you folks.
Of course. So we have our direct website, surviveastorm.com. We also are partnered with Home Depot as well as Lowe's. You can also visit their website or go to your local store. If you are within our service range for installation, your local store should have a display model there where you can actually put your hands on our product and see and feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of people would like to kind of climb in there and kind of get a feel for it. I'm sure that it's a little scary. I mean, obviously, you're in the middle of a storm and it's frightening for everybody, but knowing that you have a place to go and lock that door and, to your point, it works and is going to protect you, boy, it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense.
That's right. It's definitely not going to be as scary as getting you and your family into a hallway and putting a pillow over your head.
Oh, amen to that. Taylor, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
No problem, Blue. Thanks for your time. Thanks for bringing me on.
That website is surviveastorm.com if you'd like to learn more.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots.
Happy Saturday to everyone. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini this morning, and we have a panel of experts helping us along today. Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck are here from Cobblestone Remodeling. They're kitchen and bath designers. John Betke is here from Betke Plumbing, and Rich Dykstra An HVAC expert, retired gentleman.
That's what you are. That's a stretch.
No, you retired from being a gentleman.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. We were talking about some trends that were coming up and that were happening in design. Jennifer, you mentioned you just finished a black room, just all black, ceiling, everything. And it's a bourbon room. I guess I should have asked you this before, but Colin is producing today, and he goes, what exactly is a bourbon room? And that is a great question.
It's a room that you drink bourbon and smoke cigars in.
So is there some kind of ventilation or something?
There is, yes. There is.
And is this in your home?
No, not in my home. It's okay. A client, yeah.
What are some other trends that are popular in either kitchen or bath design now? We've learned a few things today, like Terry called earlier today with a pink toilet from the 50s that he was refurbishing to put back in the bathroom. What are some other trends that are popular?
I'll start, Ron. one thing that I love is layered lighting. So task lighting, ambient lighting, decorative lighting, statement lighting, all in one space.
So, yeah, you had mentioned something that lighting is key. And how do you layer it? Like right now we're under bad fluorescent-y stupid lights that everybody looks terrible in, except Rich. I got to tell you, Rich looks very good under this light because he's wearing a baseball cap. But there really are different looks. And I notice in my house, it's not bright enough. But then again, do I want it really bright?
Well, put everything on a dimmer. That's what I like to do.
Yeah,
then you can control the amount of light that you have in that particular space. But layering the lighting, like task lighting, which is under cabinet lighting.
Oh, yeah, that looks really cool.
So you're getting light on your countertop, putting lighting in the toe kick, which is an ambient light.
The toe kick, what's that?
Under the cabinet.
Under the cabinet, the toe kick of your cabinet
on the floor. Oh, I guess it makes sense why it's called that.
Yeah. It just creates different moods.
Yeah.
Putting that light in the toe kick, and I like doing that in the bathroom, too.
That's really a cool look.
It's like a night light.
Well, you know how you do all the landscape lighting and stuff, mm-hmm. and you highlight various features of your house or your yard? That's what you're doing with this type of lighting. I never really thought about it being inside.
Yeah, and you talk about the kitchen being the heart of the home.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to be able to create different moods when you're in there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. And John, I'm just throwing something out there because now I noticed that there are lighted toilets and everything. Do you really need that? Is it for men? What's the deal?
Well, it could be safety, right? It's a nightlight for the bathroom. You get up in the middle of the night instead of lighting up the entire house. You got a nightlight on your toilet.
And then
also, you have someone to talk to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, now wait. So these are robot toilets that they have?
Yeah, they set the mood.
What?
They set the mood.
Well, I'd explain. Cause
or they'll start talking to you and say, oh, my God.
You no longer need magazines in the bathroom.
I guess. Well, now,
toilet.
What about, do people put televisions in a bathroom?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife has one.
You can even get them in the mirror. They make them now where they're in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in hotels they have it like that, but I just didn't know. Do people still take baths anymore?
Yes.
All right. The plumber raised his hand. You do?
Absolutely. I take a bath probably 3-4 times a week just to soak. I like reading in the bathtub. My youngest son is the same way every single day.
Really?
He'll sit in the soaking tub. Yeah.
It's like
we're an anomaly, though.
Yeah, I just, I mean, it's one thing if you have sore muscles or something and you're soaking for that reason, but you're just kind of laying in your own dirt. I don't.
Oh, come on.
Do you take a shower first?
Shower first. Absolutely.
Okay, see. What? So then you are just soaking for, like,
just for relaxation. Just chilling, reading. Yeah.
Just chilling. I guess I am too high strung to just chill because that just seems really, unless I'm in a pool on a raft with a drink, I could never just sit there and chill. But I'm glad you can. So you and your son like that. Do you guys take baths?
I don't have a bathtub. So.
I don't have a bathtub.
Yeah. Okay, that's another thing.
People
bathtubs
are
going away.
Tub to shower conversions. Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question, and perhaps people listening have the same question. Is it important to have at least one bathtub in your house for resale value, or no?
I mean, realtors will tell you that. but we've done homes where we've taken tubs completely out of the picture. They just, clients don't want them, period.
Especially here in the city, you know, in high rises, if you have a one bedroom condo, you know, it's usually just going to be for one person forever. And so taking out the big clunky tub, we do it all day long. That and the unused jacuzzis from the 90s.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
They're taken out all the time.
You want to talk about sitting in your own dirt.
Yeah. Well, because you're supposed to maintain those and clean the jets and
they're
everything.
They're hard to maintain.
Yeah. All right. Well, John Betke would never let you take his tub ever. But I did notice that there are, you know, just really beautiful designs with showers now that aren't even really enclosed. They're so large that there's an open area.
A wet room.
Yeah, that's what it's called, basically,
it's
huh?
It's like a curbless shower. So it just goes right in. Yeah, definitely. Those are very popular.
A little bit more work that goes into the renovation of that because you have to waterproof the entire floor and partway up the wall.
Yeah.
And the entire space.
That's interesting. Hmm. All right. Well, you learn something new every day. Rich, you're not much of a bath guy either.
Oh, no. Shower.
Yeah.
Shower.
Yeah.
We had a jacuzzi tub and we had Miracle Method come out.
Yes.
And they took all the jets, everything out. You cannot tell. It looks like brand new. Completely resurfaced it.
They took all the jets out and then made it just a
patched fiberglass patch over it. You cannot tell. Hmm. It's amazing.
They are a Miracle Method. I never knew that you could just take things and completely resurface it and fix it.
Yeah, I mean, it was holy cow.
Yeah.
We're done.
All right, 312-981-7200. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini today. I don't know. Should I give away the thing now? I don't know what I should do. I think I'm going to. Is that all right? We have a giveaway. I promised Lou I would take care of this. 66 days of giveaways celebrating Route 66. We have a $100 gift card to White Fence Farm. It's a third-generation family restaurant. It's on Route 66 in Romeoville, serving the world's greatest chicken. It's fun to go to. I've been there. It's time to go back. And we also have a $100 ExxonMobil gift card to fuel your adventures on the first 100 miles of Route 66. The 66 days of giveaways in celebrating Route 66 are brought to you by the Illinois Office of Tourism, and the first 100 miles of Route 66 fueled by Heritage Corridor Destinations. And visit WGNradio.com/contests for the chance to win the ultimate Route 66 prize pack. More details, WGNradio.com/contests. But if you are the third caller right now, caller number 312-981-7200 will set you up with a $100 gift card to White Fence Farm and also a $100 ExxonMobil gift card to fuel your adventures. And the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you so much for listening. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lou Manfredini today. Mr. Fix-It is on vacation. He'll be back next Saturday. David Hochberg's show is coming up at 10 this morning, Home Sweet Home Chicago. And this hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And my panel of experts with me today, Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designers at Cobblestone Remodeling, John Betke of Betke Plumbing, and also Rich Dykstra, who is an HVAC expert. He's a Carrier Hall of Famer and a very helpful guy, I'll tell you that.
Tell my wife that.
No. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. Polly, you've been on hold for quite some time. Hi, Polly. Oh, my good golly. Polly.
Polly. Good golly, Miss Polly.
Let's try it again. Hold. Let's try her again. Polly, Polly, Polly.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Polly.
I thought, oh, my God, she shut me off.
No, I would not do that to you.
I didn't think you would. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I love this show. I've been listening to it for hundreds of years.
I know.
I know. Love it.
So you have a question?
I have a real quick question for John the plumber. I just want to ask him something. When I heard his name this morning, I think I know him. I worked with his mother. If his mother's name is Anita.
Yes, indeed. Anita's still with us.
Oh my God! I'm so excited. I knew you all growing up. You lived on Circle Street,
Circle Drive in Algonquin.
Algonquin. Yeah. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. You were so young and little.
He's not young and little anymore.
That made me so excited when I got on here. Anyhow, my question was about the crack sealer in the cement that guy was talking about in the garage, or the lady was.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, this is real tiny, and I wanted to know, does this dry clear? Is it clear? Does it dry white? Does it hide the crack?
If it's just a real fine, if it's a real fine crack, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. If it separates
it
all,
leave it alone.
Yeah,
yeah. But it don't look good.
Well, if it don't look good, you can get your floor covered and get your floor refinished.
No, it's outside. It's a little square patio in front of my house.
Oh, okay.
Is it cement?
It's cement. Yes.
Is it separating, or is it just a hairline crack?
No, it's just two little hairline cracks.
Yeah.
But I wanted to cover them somehow, and I wanted to know if that sealer would look worse.
It would look like a little white vein to it.
They actually make different colored sealers. So if you go to the Home Depot or one of these home supply stores, they do make different colors. So you might be able to get one that kind of matches.
You said this is a patio.
It's in front of my house actually, and it's just a. It's not a very big square, and it's just these two little cracks in it. And unless I put furniture on it to hide it,
an exterior rug.
Yeah. You could.
I don't know what else to do with it, but I thought I would try. And when he said that, I got excited. I thought maybe I could hide it or
steal
it.
I like the flower pot idea.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of that too, and maybe that's what I'll do. They are small, but I wanted to.
Yeah, because you'd have a line.
Bigger?
Yeah, you'll see a line if you try putting some kind of sealer. Unless you can
match
the color,
yeah,
it'll be like a big flashing sign. Look at my cracks.
That's what it says on his bumper sticker, by the way.
Come out right.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited. And please have John tell his mother, Polly, said hello.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Polly.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What other bumper stickers do you have on your car? Because
right.
I really
right.
would like to know. All right. Let's talk to Bonita this morning. Hi, Bonita.
Hi, am I here?
Yes. Did you have a question or comment?
I do. So we have a very large kitchen with two islands, and we'd like to do some remodeling on it. But obviously doing the whole thing at once is a huge investment. And I'm just wondering, does it make sense to do it piecemeal, or should you really just buckle down and do it all at once? Because it seems like we want to do one thing, and then that one thing leads into another to another. So
the snowball effect, it really does happen like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you guys think? Designers Jennifer and Ron from Cobblestone Remodeling.
So how old are your cabins?
20 years old.
Okay. Do you still like them?
Yeah. They could use some cleaning. they could use some brightening. They show the wear of being in the kitchen for that long.
Right. So, I mean, when you're talking about remodeling a kitchen, I mean, you could look at it in stages if you wanted to do like a backsplash and then maybe a countertops, but that's like assuming that you're going to keep the cabinets. You know, if you feel like the cabinets may be at the end of their life in the next 5 years, it's not a smart investment to invest, especially, I mean, good for you. You have two islands and all this counter space. I mean, you're talking, you know, probably 10 or 12,000 just for countertops. So, otherwise, updating, I mean, you can do things to get you through, But I always recommend, you know, sort of making a list and budgeting it out and, you know, take advantage of maybe some financing options or whatever that you might have. I mean, we have them at Cobblestone.
Not everyone can do everything all at once. It's really expensive.
Right. It can get very expensive, especially, I mean, when someone says, I have a very large kitchen with mm-hmm. two islands.
That's I'm so jealous. I don't have one island, Benita.
That's
very nice.
That's a big kitchen. So,
you know, the most expensive kitchen you can buy is the one that you have to do twice, right? So you really need to think about your priorities, what your goals are for your space, and start at the top from there. So if your goal at some point is to replace your cabinets, it doesn't make sense to replace your countertops now. You're just going to spend double the money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
decide what's important to you, and you can go step by step that way.
And a good designer can help you figure that out, too. So they'll ask the right questions to help you realize what your goals are and what your priorities are.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you, Benita.
Thanks so much.
How do people contact you at Cobblestone?
Cobblestone, you can call us at 773-661-0606. Also, cobblestoneremodeling.com. And we also do exteriors as well, interior and exterior.
Both. Double whammy.
Double whammy.
We are going to take a break, and then we have more calls coming your way. 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN.
We're Chicago's very own WGN.
What's one of the most polluted places on Earth? The EPA says it's the air in our homes.
Service to a green tea.
Hi, this is Tonya Khoury from my family business, Green Tea Air Duct Cleaning. Our air duct purification system cleans your intakes and returns. We'll make sure you'll breathe fresh, healthier air.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
With so many being troubled by allergies, we'll clean your air ducts of dust and allergens so your family breathes clean air. Our crews are bonded Green Tea employees you can trust in your home. Now get our $97 special. Yes, only $97. Plus our 100% satisfaction Green Tea guarantee. Call Green Tea Air Duct Cleaning now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green
tea. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA. Or greenteaservices.com.
The best early news, the best early weather, and the best early traffic. WGN Morning News. Be there for the B Team, Monday from 4 to 6.
Do you have a window air conditioner or an old, inefficient system? Maybe your system is just too small for your large house. You're sick of the hassle, noise, and high energy bills. Whatever the case, Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning has the heat pump solution. Yes, that's right, heat pumps. They're way more energy efficient than older, outdated technologies, and the same system that keeps you cool and comfortable in the summer will keep you warm and cozy in the winter. A heat pump, yes, it's a heat pump, can provide year-round comfort because the same system can heat and cool your home efficiently. And many of the Mitsubishi Electric systems are eligible for utility rebates and tax credits. Electric heat pumps are a better way to heat and cool any room in any home. They use continuous air circulation, provide continuous air filtration, and no burning of fossil fuels in your home. Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, keeping your home both clean and green year-round. Visit getacomfyhome.com.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on 720 WGN.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by.
Good morning to you. It's Saturday. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini. Mr. Fix-It will be back in action next Saturday on House Smarts Radio. In the meantime, the number to call today is for the WGN studios at 312-981-7200. We have Rich Dykstra with us today. He's an HVAC expert, Carrier Hall of Famer. We have John Betke from Betke Plumbing, if you have any plumbing questions. And Jennifer Fletcher. Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designers over at Cobblestone Remodeling. And we have a lot of callers, so let's try and get to everyone. Eileen is on the line. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Wendy. I'm so excited to talk to you. You're doing a fabulous job replacing Lou for the day.
Oh, well, thank you, Eileen.
The real reason I'm calling is because I have had experience with Cobblestone and Jennifer Fletcher. Hi, Jennifer. She redesigned my entire kitchen. All I did was show her my dream kitchen out of a magazine, and Jennifer put it together for me.
Hi,
great job.
I love it. I love it.
It's great to hear
even
your voice.
Even when shopping for fixtures, I mean, I love her. She's the best.
Isn't that the greatest feeling, though, that, you know, Jennifer, you made Eileen's whole kitchen perfect.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite projects, too. We did this beautiful fire clay Shaw sink, apron front sink, and
white
cabinets.
Oh, we love it. Yeah.
How many islands do you have, Eileen?
Zero.
You know what, Jen? I mean, I do not have any. It was funny. It just didn't. It was not a room that lend itself to an island unless I wanted to knock down a wall, and I didn't want to do that. I still like my rooms, which I heard are coming back. You know, I was toying with open concept or not into the dining room, and then I talked it over with Jennifer, and I said, you know, I kind of like a little privacy in the kitchen in case I drop something and want to pick it up real quick. No.
You know, so I just read something that said dining rooms are out of style now. Like, many new houses do not have dining rooms. Is that true, Jennifer?
They're actually separate rooms are now coming back in style.
Yeah,
you know. So
instead of the great room where everything's connected,
yeah, people are moving away from an open concept.
Yeah. Well, Eileen, I'm so happy you're happy.
I'm so happy. And I'm going to throw in something for Rich Dykstra, who did an excellent job for my son, who lives three doors north of me. He had a furnace problem. The kids got quoted like $30,000. His people came in and did it for $3,000.
Wow.
Okay, that's a huge difference.
That's why you want to get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Always.
All right, you need to throw some love John Betke's way. Just say hello to John or something.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
I have a question for John. Is he the plumber?
Yeah.
Is he the plumber?
Yes.
I had a plumber come in, rod my sink. From the day he left, my sink gives off a gas smell, like a rotten sewer smell. So now I call him back. They come back, and they said, no, everything is fine. We're going to have to tear up your walls to get to the problem. I was like, how come I didn't have this problem before you did my rotting, and now I have it after? And I have it now, like, still, forever. So I got the rotten gas smell that I have to excuse my guests when I go, oh, never mind the smell that comes out of the sink when you wash your hands.
Okay, you are a hoot, Eileen. All right, what do you suggest, John?
All right, well, if it is, in fact, the drains, you might just try an enzyme treatment to clean those out, kind of get some of that buildup off. But if your vents are compromised, if it's an older house, the vents might actually have holes in them. And when they were rotting, they might have opened some of those holes up. Ooh. And if that's the case, he's not far off. You might have to do some wall opening to repair those.
Can you run a camera down the vent?
You can run a camera.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
It's a newly remodeled bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, it's the bathroom. I thought maybe you'd have to be opening the walls in Jennifer's kitchen.
No,
no,
that's not touching
kitchen
her kitchen.
Is perfect.
Well, Eileen, I'm sorry about that. I would call them back and see if they can run a camera down there and determine whether or not there's more damage.
Okay. I'll have to do it again.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Jen.
Bye, Eileen. Thanks for calling.
All right. That's a happy camper. All right. We do have a question. This is Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. How you doing?
Good. Did you have a plumbing question?
I'm doing good.
I feel like John was left out a little bit.
Oh, I got a good question for him. He'll really ease my mind. So I'm looking at the inline whole house leak detector. Get connected to the main.
And shut off the water as well.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Just do they work? do they sense what they say they sense?
Well, I mean, there's better ones and there's worse ones. If you get one that's quality, yeah, they will sense all the way down to, you know, a quarter of a gallon a minute. You know, it's very sensitive. You can also pair those with leak sensors under sinks, near toilets, by the laundry, in the mechanical room, so that there's not just sensing the flow, but also sensing the actual water on the floor.
So this is a whole house.
Okay, I'm looking at the Moen.
The whole house leak detection system, is that what this is? Mm-hmm. Why would you need something like this?
To limit damage.
I'm on my second break in the ceiling.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm cleaning up the house.
Yes, sir. Insurance companies are actually starting to require this, especially in higher end homes where you've got a $7 million home. They're making their clients put in these whole house shutoffs so that it minimizes the damage. It stops the leak before hundreds of thousands of gallons.
It's smart. I just wondered, you know, if it was a vacation property or something that you weren't inhabiting.
Well, especially if you're on vacation.
No.
Yeah, I guess. All right. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry, Mike. You said something about a Moen one that you had looked at.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Moen one. That seems to be, you know, Moen's a good brand and so on and so forth. I didn't go too far past that because of the mechanical part, just trying to understand that it can really detect that kind of a flow.
They can, so, and I can't speak to Moen as far as brands go, but Streamlabs is a very good brand. Matter of fact, Chubb Insurance bought the company because they felt so strongly about their product. So Streamlabs, Leak Defense, Moen might be a decent product as well. I would just do my due diligence, reading reviews and seeing what's out there.
Well, I appreciate that. I can use that. I got something to compare it to.
Great.
Can I ask a question of Rich Dykstra?
Yes.
Sure.
Rich, I got a 1,600-square-foot ranch living in Las Vegas, a lot of heat. My home is zoned.
Okay.
1,600-square-foot. And so I'm getting, every once in a while, I'll have a heating guy come in and just go over the system, and they'll go, why do you have it zoned? You shouldn't have it zoned.
Well, it's, I mean,
that's something.
It doesn't hurt to have it zoned at all. You know, if you're not using a chunk of the house, that's not, you're not cooling it. So there's nothing wrong with having it zoned. If it is zoned, it's a higher end system. I mean, that's great. Keep it.
Okay. All right.
There you go, Mike.
I appreciate that. That you guys, I can sleep tonight.
Good. Have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy your sleep.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for the help.
Absolutely. 312-981-7200. We are going to take a break for news. If you're on hold, you can keep holding. We'll get to your calls as soon as we do some news. Right now, here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. Poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
Hey, it's Wendy Snyder in for Lou Manfredini, and Mr. Fix-It will be back in action next Saturday. The phone number to call today, 312-981-7200. David Hochberg is coming up next with Home Sweet Home Chicago. He popped in to say hello to you, Rich Dykstra.
Yes, he did.
And said, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. And I said, I know that. John Betke is also here today from Betke Plumbing, and Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designers over at Cobblestone Remodeling. And let's try to get through everybody's questions before we get out of here. Let's go to, this is Claire. Hi, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. I'm just fine. I hope all of you are, too. Thank you for taking my call. I have an ant problem. Basically, it's in the kitchen. I have used traps to no avail. I plug the drains in my bathrooms, in my laundry room to hopefully discourage them, but they keep coming back.
I hate sharing my home with ants, and I also had an ant problem. And oddly enough, not in the kitchen. It was like on our breakfast bar, and like you'd be sitting on your couch, and an ant would crawl on you.
That's gross.
I cannot take it, and I called Rose Pest Solutions, Rose Pest Control, And I'm telling you, my guy Gary has come out, and I have to call him back. And he does something, and he's like, wait 10 days, and they're gone. And I have to do a quarterly service. I just have to. And there's certain ants that don't eat food. They eat, they like moisture. So they come out with moisture instead of like crumbs and stuff. But Rose Pest Solutions, the only people that have been able to help me, and my sister had the same issue. I'm like, call Rose Pest Control. She did the same thing. 10 days, they were gone.
All right. All right. Because it is often told that you need to find the source. And I thought, how am I going to find the source of where the ants are coming in? All right. But now I live in Wisconsin here.
Well, if this happened earlier this morning, and if you call them, which I am looking up their number, if they don't service that area, they can probably recommend someone for you to call. I can give you a number.
I'm all set.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's 833-643-2734. Rose Pest Solutions.
Wonderful. I'm like you. I don't want anything in my house that's not invited.
And sometimes even the people invited I don't want either, Claire. So. All right.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck.
The same to you.
All right. Ira has called us, 312-981-7200. Hi, Ira.
Good morning, Wendy. I have an HVAC question for Rich. Hopefully he can enlighten me.
Okay.
I had a new furnace installed. It's a 97% two-stage furnace. After it was installed, it was making lots of noises that I didn't think it should be making, so I had the people come back out. And I've always used pleated filters because I thought the fiberglass ones were not very good. And they claim that the cause of the noise was the pleated filter saying you're not getting enough air circulation, you should use the fiberglass ones. And to me, that doesn't make sense, and it's still noisier than I think it should be.
We should probably, I can probably have somebody come out and take a look at that for you. What they're talking about with the filter is if it's a real dense pleated filter, it will restrict the airflow. The RPMs on the blower will ramp up. What kind of furnace is it that you had put in?
It's a Train. It's a Train, and I believe the pleated filters that I've always used are just a SEER rating of 7, I believe. It's not a super
low. Right, that's low.
Know, restrictive one, right.
Yeah, you got something going. They don't have the furnace set up right. If it's making noise and it's a new one, I should have. I can have somebody call you after the show and set something up for you if you'd like.
Okay.
Because it's doing, it shouldn't be making noise, any excessive noise.
Ira, do you want to hang on and we'll get your number?
Got it.
Oh.
We could do that.
Okay.
Right now I got the fiberglass filter in. Are those relatively useless, I believe?
Basically. Yeah, they are. They'll catch more dirt when they get dirty. They're more efficient when they get dirty.
I should be able to use pleated filters in this furnace without any problem.
Right, a low MERV rating. Yeah, it won't affect the furnace at all.
Right,
Ira. Rich has your number. He will call you after the show. Okay.
Oh, okay. Real good. Thanks for your input.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Have a good one. And I think we have time for one more before the break, because we want to get everybody in. Greg has called us, 312-981-7200. Hi, Greg.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. What's your question this morning?
The question this morning would be for John. I'm trying to help my 95-year-old father out at his home. He's got on his sewer line, he's got a clean-out that's located outside the house someplace that we're trying to locate. It was put in maybe 30 years ago or so. What's the best way to try to locate where that might be? And he buried it. he said.
Right. Do you have an access point in the house, or could you pull a toilet to put a camera in?
There is an access point just in, it's in a crawl space underneath the home.
That's what we would need to do. So you'd put a camera in, and we can actually see that opening from the inside of the sewer, and then we pair that with our locator, and we can pinpoint it out in the yard.
Okay. Is it the do you know if 30, 40 years ago, were those pipes that they were using, were they plastic yet, or...
40 years ago, no. It's probably still clay, depending where you're at.
30. Oh, clay. Okay.
They were putting clay in Chicago even 15 years ago in Chicago.
Okay, it's cast iron inside the house. The clean out inside the house is cast iron.
Correct.
But they weren't using PVC long ago.
No.
Okay. All right, well, Greg...
Okay, very good. Thank you much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you. And, John, how do people get in touch with Betke Plumbing?
If you were going to call Betke Plumbing, that's 773-276-5430 or BetkePlumbing.com.
All right. Let's talk to Jimmy. We are moving right along. We are helping people, or at least trying to, this morning. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Great. What is your question?
Hey, got a question for John. I have a bathroom sink faucet, okay, solid brass mowing, okay, and it's leaking. I understand that, just replaced the cartridge, blah, 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 not a big deal. So 20 years ago, I had the same problem, and mowing just sent me out a new faucet. So now, because you really couldn't take the cartridges out because there was a big plastic thing underneath the handle that was broken.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 years ago, they sent me out a new faucet, which was cool. And now the new one is doing the same thing. And now Moen said they would send me out another faucet, but they don't make brass. What I'm getting down to is there a place I can take this to have the faucet rebuilt? I know it sounds stupid.
You know what?
I'm very mechanically inclined.
Jimmy, can I just tell you, I have a kitchen faucet that I am in love with, and off the air, I asked John, how do I find parts? It's leaking. What do I do? And John, what did you tell me?
Chicago Faucet Shop. They can fix anything.
It's Chicago Faucet Shop. SHOPPE.com. I'm on their website right now. I'll probably see you over there, Jimmy. But Chicago Faucet Shop, and really, they can repair anything.
You bring it to them. They'll give you what you need, or they'll help you rebuild it.
Or a picture.
Yeah. Bring a picture. If you can bring the whole faucet, though, they could rebuild it right there.
Oh, really? That's cool. Because I just thought it sounded really dumb because. You know, it's solid brass. They don't want to get rid of it. Everything else in the bathroom is brass, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, everything's moving to plastic just because the lead and the brass. So that's why that's happening.
Oh, okay. Where in Chicago is this?
It's on Elston Avenue between Irving and Addison.
Really?
Yep.
I'll see you over there.
Okay. That's my old neighborhood.
Well, go visit your neighbors and get your faucet fixed.
Okay. Hey, Wendy?
Yes.
Love you. Been listening to you forever since the Dahl days.
Oh, Steve Dahl, yes. Well, awesome. Thank you, Jimmy. Have a good one. I just asked you that same question. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love my faucet. It leaks. And you're all like, just get a new one. But sometimes you just love the look of something.
And you can rebuild it.
That is incredible. All right, we're going to take a break. 312-981-7200. We do have time to take a few more of your questions here on House Smarts Radio. And 312-981-7200 here on 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had...
All right, we're wrapping up House Smarts Radio. It's Wendy in for Lou. Lou is back next week. We have a panel of experts, Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designers at Cobblestone. John Betke from Betke Plumbing and Rich Dykstra is here. He's an HVAC expert, retired, and a Carrier Hall of Famer. We're going to try and get through all your calls before we wrap up this morning. And let's talk to Ken. Hi, Ken.
Hi, good morning, Wendy. My question is for Rich. So, Rich, I have a boiler, and I also have an air handler for my central air conditioning.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that when it comes time to replace the air handler, I was thinking about replacing it with a furnace. So in the event, let's say, the boiler goes out in the wintertime, can I switch over to... My question is a furnace the same as an air handler so I can still have heat?
Yes.
And I'm wondering, I mean, is an air handler built to work longer and harder, or is it the same function as a furnace, except it's pushing the heat then?
An air handler is the same exact thing as a furnace, except it doesn't have the heating capacity. It's just a blower in a cabinet. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
When I built my home, I put a furnace in. I did hot water heat, but I had a furnace in place for the air conditioning for that exact reason. If the boiler would drop, I could just flip on the heat. That's a really, really good idea to do.
Okay. Then you confirmed what I was thinking. Thank you so much, Rich.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ken. Have a good weekend. Kathy is on the line. Let's talk to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. What's your question?
Oh, hello, everybody. I have a new GE dishwasher, about a year old. I clean the filter. I put those tabs in, keep it clean, clean, clean. And so let's say it's empty and I put a couple plates in there thinking I'm, you know, going to fill it up. And when I open that door, it reeks bad, bad, bad. I mean, I can't even tell you how bad it is.
And this is a relatively new dishwasher.
Yeah, like less than a year old.
Any idea, anybody?
I had the same problem, but my dishwasher was older. The hose that goes from the dishwasher to the drain was all filled with, like, just
gunk.
Yeah, the guy cleaned it out and doesn't stink anymore.
But there's a little filter that you're supposed to clean out.
In the bottom of the dishwasher.
In the bottom of the dishwasher.
Yeah, I clean that.
But there's
something all the time
underneath that then that could get clogged up?
It's just the pump, and then it pumps out to the drain. Now, it's unusual on a newer dishwasher, but with dishwashers in general, though, it's stagnant. You close that door and it might set for several days. It's not unusual to have smells.
And there's still a little bit of water
there,
correct?
Is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your best bet, just like with a front-loading washer, is to have that door ajar so that it can get rid of some of that moisture. And that'll help. So I would do a deep clean on it and then just leave the door ajar. Don't leave it closed.
I have an apartment with a brand new dishwasher, and I actually leave it ajar because I don't use it very often. And if I keep it closed, it smells awful.
Because that's a good
idea. It's brand new.
Yeah, see, we have one that's under a year old too, and it smells. And I'm like, you know, oh, do I really need to use those cleaners in it? But yeah, I'm going to leave it open now. Look at all of us will do that.
Thank you.
You just pull your top
rack out a little bit so it stays open. All right, Kathy, problem solved. How about that?
Thank you.
Bye. Have a great weekend. My problem solved, too. We have a remodeling question. Lisa's on the line. Let's try and get through all these calls. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Hi, Wendy. Hi, everybody. My question is for Cobblestone. I'll go kind of quickly. My daughter lives in a 3-flat condominium. The 3rd floor's water filter leaked all the way down overnight. She woke up to her light fixture pouring out water.
Oh.
So it went through the walls, it went through the cabinet, it went to the floor. So my problem, well, she needs painting, drywall, floors. Does Cobblestone do that?
We do all of that.
Absolutely.
You do all of that. Okay, so just have her give you a call for an estimate and we'll go from there.
Absolutely.
She can call 773-661-0606.
Is there a website?
Or cobblestoneremodeling.com. You can register an online request there as well.
Tyler's at the office right now. He can take your call and set up an appointment.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Sorry about that damage. That stinks.
I know, the poor thing. Thank you.
All right. And I think we may have time for this question. And Lou's last call, sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you'll need to make. Cynthia, you might be it today.
Okay. Hey, thanks. A question regarding the dishwasher. You've answered part of it. The other question is, I have a new one that needs to be installed, okay? And I wanted a plumber to install, not the store, not the third contractor. So my question is, would they take out the old one, the plumber? Take out the old one? I mean, literally, I can't remove the old one.
Right.
So is that all included?
Yeah, most plumbers will. Because there's water connection, so you want it done safely. Plumbers are going to be comfortable with the electrical connection. So, yeah, you would have them remove the old and put in the new. And they're standard sizes. So a standard dishwasher is 24 inches. So it'll fit in the space.
Right. Okay, great. And my question is just a roundabout figure of what I would pay for that. I mean, I'm going to, no question. Can you just give me an idea of what a fair... just ballpark figures.
Every company's different,
yeah.
And you wouldn't want to guess, just because what if your last one wasn't installed quite right? They might have a couple upgrades they'll want to, you know, help correct for you if it's not up to code. You don't want it done wrong, because then when you go to sell it, you're going to have to fix it anyway. So
get somebody out to
look at it, and then they'll give you an exact price, and they'll give you the price before they start the work.
Okay, that sounds fair. And one final question about the HVAC. I heard the tail end of the filters. Okay, my HVAC guy said when I got the new one, just use the fiberglass. It doesn't, you know, drain on the motor. But, you know, that bothers me because I want the air, you know, filtered more. Does that question make sense?
Yeah.
He said use the cheap ones.
Yeah, the fiberglass filters do not catch as much dirt. Until they get dirty,
right.
A cheap pleated filter. You can use a cheap pleated filter.
That's what I do.
Use that instead of a fiberglass.
Cheap pleated. Okay, great. Well, they answered my question. Guys, you made my day. Thanks.
You were easy.
Wendy, I love you. I love you. I love all you guys.
All right.
And I love the show. So thank you.
Thanks, Cynthia. I'm glad we could help. That was like, you know, a triple whammy. We took care of three of her questions. Yep. So let me just wrap it up today. First of all, you guys did a great job. Thank you so much for helping me out. It's tough filling in for Lou Manfredini. So Jennifer Fletcher and Ron Ruthenbeck, kitchen and bath designers at Cobblestone Remodeling. How do people reach you if they want you?
You can call 773-661-0606 or cobblestoneremodeling.com.
John Betke of Betke Plumbing. How do you spell that? And how do people reach you?
BetkePlumbing.com, BAETHKE Plumbing.com, or 773-276-5430.
And Rich Dykstra, he's retired. He's an HVAC expert, but you're still working and helping people. And I mean, how do people reach you?
You can get hold of me at rich.dykstra.llc@gmail.com, or then call my cell, 708-417-7391.
All right.
Just quickly, I think one thing.
Hurry.
As you guys get an estimate, make sure you get a second opinion. Don't take the first price, please.
Great advice, and don't hold someone else's nail. I told Lou I would end with that today.